All right, members, we're now moving to Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park and the waterfront site, waterfront sites adjacent to that. You remember on previous occasions we've had discussion about lorry parking, particularly dangerous good parking in this area. I think we have some positive news in terms of how we might both resolve the access problem and perhaps come forward with a solution on the parking. But Suzanne, can you take us forward? We've got with us representatives from Central and Western District, Suzanne Wong, Jeff Mock, Eric Mann and Casey Chan. We've got TD with us, Maggie Mack, EMSD, Joe Hui, Lands Department, Edwin Chan and Gary Yu. So, Susan, are you going to take us through? We're going to take items 4 and 5 together, members. So two papers together as they overlap and are interrelated. Thank you. Suzanne, please. Thank you.
Sure. Yes, Chairman. Thank you very much for the commission, the task force, giving us today's opportunity together with TD, EMSD, and then LCSD to present our latest proposal and progress about, you know, releasing the harbourfront area since we last met at the informal meeting. First of all, I would like to do it site by site. We'll show, as members see from the slide, there are four different areas that we're talking about, and the four areas actually connecting together, forming a continuous harbourfront corridor. I think our common vision for both the Commission and the Central Western District Council and also my office and departments are to really connecting all these different harbourfront areas for providing all this harbourfront area for public enjoyment as soon as possible. That's really our starting point and our common goal. To the right-hand side, on the eastern side, of course, everybody knows is the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park, which is under the management of the LCSD. It's a very popular park now for my district. A lot of parents coming over there enjoying the harbourfront, so I don't actually need to have the introduction because it's already a harbourfront area. And to its western side, it is the Eastern Street North Parking, which is the subject area of today's discussion, so I've spent a little bit more time on it. Since last December, we have an informal meeting, and I briefed members on challenge that the government is facing. Of course, I think we share the common view that the harbourfront area should best be used for public enjoyment. I think that's a common understanding. But for the government, we face a difficulty for having a very genuine parking need, particularly for Central and Western District, as members know that really land is a huge issue, a huge challenge for my district. The Eastern Street North car park has been used as a temporary car park for light goods vehicle and also the liquefied petroleum gas cylinder wagons. Last time when we briefed members, we explained the genuine parking need. And I also explained to members that I had repeated meeting with the trade association, urging them to try to cooperate with us, and government departments trying out very hard to identify alternative locations. But the trade association remained to be very concerned about any possibility of not enough parking because for the LPG, they have a safety standard they need to meet. Basically, they could not locate more than 50 meters from any residential area. And then for the light vehicles, they're really serving the Central Western District. So relocating them very far away from my district to them is really a huge blow to the operation of the trade. So it has expressed huge concern. And as we explained, and I really have to thank the Commission to be very understanding. So they give us some time to try our very best to relocate the vehicles. At the same time, agreed as a temporary measure for Lands Department to retender. And with the Commission's blessing and at least no objection, the Lands Department retender and find the operator, new operator, to operate starting from January 1st this year. And I remember the Commission also asked us to come back within a year to, of course, report progress about the possibility of relocation. And also within 6 months to report progress. That's why we're here today. And I'm very happy to report to the task force that with the joint efforts of departments, we have, again, meet with the operator and the trade association again. I think they understand the importance of releasing the harbourfront area. And together, just over 5 or 6 months, we have achieved by reducing the number of the vehicles parked there from 100. That was our starting position when we report in December. Now it was reduced based on our latest count is about 80 vehicles parked there. About 22 are LPG, and the remaining are 60 are mostly the goods vehicles. And based on this reduced count, and as we committed to the task force that we will try our very best to set back the car park from the harbor to the seawall so as to release the area, we are proposing today, if members agree, that we will set back this temporary car park from the seawall by 5 to 7.5 meters to release this part of the harbourfront area so that it could connect to the popular Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park and the Fong Mat Road site, which we are working, and then I'll report later on that, so as to provide this little corridor. And we are proposing using the District Council, District Minor Works Projects funding to do that, and we'll provide the basic, very basic essential facilities, including lighting, the pavements, the fencing. So basically, it's a very basic facilities for releasing the area. The backdrop is, I know that the Commission has already agreed to take on board this area and also the Fong Mat Road area for a longer-term harbourfront development. So what we're talking about today is really the interim measures with a common view of releasing it as soon as possible. So if members agree today, if my district council agree with this particular project about the temporary car park today, with regard to the funding, we aim to do it as soon as possible, meaning that we would we plan to actually start works in Q4 this year with a view to releasing this 5 to 7.5 meters wide, 270 meters long harbourfront area by end of next year, 2018. So assuming the for HC, your bigger plan of starting the planning and works, I understand the earliest commencement works is 2 to 1, maybe like 2 or 3 years for work. So we're at least talking about 5 to 6 years ahead timing for the public to be able to at least use this little narrow piece of land to connect the harbourfront. So that's so far our plan for the Eastern Street North car park. In terms of district council, because this is really very latest, we just since we last report is just 5 months passed, I have got some in principle support from our district council. I think generally speaking, the Central and Western District Council is very supportive of having the harbourfront area released as soon as possible. So they are supportive. But in terms of really formal funding approval, I need to go back to them with more of the detailed costing estimate and all those things. We are very optimistic about the seeking funding. But of course, first of all, is have to have the commission support first today. So that's for Eastern Street North car park. Just one point I want to supplement is that when I mentioned LPG, members may be curious about the safety, because for LPG, you may be interested in ensuring that this part is safe, because we're talking about there is a harbourfront area for public enjoyment. For the current lease, it already built in a requirement for the car park operator to comply with the safety requirement of the LPG. So basically, they have to put a wall, fencing, protecting the LPG cars anyway. So that's already built in the current car park lease. So for our building the harbourfront corridor, what we need is just the railing facing the harbour and also a fencing to separate the harbourfront corridor from the temporary car park, and also lighting and pavement. So that's the works that we are about to do for to be funded by the District Minor Works projects. So that's for Eastern Street North car park. And if, Chairman, do you want me to stop here before I move on to Fong Mat Road, or you want me to finish?
No, I think describe the scheme as a whole.
Okay,
and
sure.
And then we can come back to the individual
Absolutely.
Parts. Yes, thank you.
Okay, for the next area, it is the Fong Mat Road harbourfront, the waterfront site. Members may recall that last year we have submitted the paper, and again, all the credits goes to the task force and the commission that the green light that you gave us, and we have successfully sought the district minor works funding approval from my Central and Western District Council. The 6,500 square meter waterfront area along the format road, what we plan to provide is, again, the basic facilities, including the benches, 8 benches, 43 light posts, the lighting, and also, again, the railing. For this format road waterfront area, we don't need to do the pavement because, thanks to Drainage Service Department, when they finish the harbourfront treatment area, they have already do the pavement for us. So what the District Council and my office needs to do is basically to put in the railing, the benches, and also the lighting. So that's basically what we need to do. We have already, for the last... I know that Paul has a question for me, is what have happened for the last 6 months. So basically, the last 6 months is I got the approval from my District Council for funding, and then we did all the pre-works preparation, the surveying, design, all those things. And then we'll start the tendering and the works in Q3, the coming Q3, with a view to completing all the works and releasing the site by mid-2018. So that's Format Road area. And I really have to thank Commission because of your support that we have organized several community events in this site, and we received very positive and welcoming remarks and feedback from my residents and also the general members of the public. They basically like the idea of community park at Harbourfront. So that's a very welcoming idea. So that's the Format Road site. Members may be curious about both the management for both the Eastern Street North car park and the Format Road site. Who will be the management agent? Basically, it will be HAD, my office. And because we know that there will be a longer-term plan for Harbourfront Commission to redevelop the site, so in the meantime, for these several years, it will be a little bit difficult for our departments to take it up. Because like for LCSD, if they have to take it up, they probably have a whole set of procedures. Normally, they will be the one to develop and build before they can take on as a management. So because it really is a very important agenda for my district, so our district proactively work with my district council. This HAD, Central Western, will be the management and maintenance agent, at least as a coordinating agent for these two sites when they are released since next year, 2018. So we will be the management. And then we'll, of course, work with our departments using the co-management approach. So basically, we have support from the professional departments. Like, if we need some landscaping advice and support, I'll ask our LCSD for their help, and then for the hygiene and cleansing issue, we'll look to FEHD. So basically, it would be that, but the ultimate responsibility will rest with my office. So that's that. And then lastly, I think members will be very interested in the $100 million, the signature project scheme, which we have consulted the Harbourfront Commission before. And with your support, we are already. We have already started. It's in process of the construction works. We finished all the groundworks already. We are doing all the installation works. We will be able to complete the works by end of this year as scheduled, with a view to opening the SPS park in Q1 2018. So basically, all three projects adding all together, you see the SPS open in Q1. The Format Road Q2, and also the dangerous goods, the Eastern Street North car park in Q3, Q4. So that would be all 2018. That's our plan. For the SPS, if members want to have more information, maybe we can show another PowerPoint that shows you the basic design, because it's some time has passed, and I guess the memory may be a little bit fade away.
Please, thank you.
Okay. Not very sure whether... Oh, okay. Maybe I think using, because we have two screens here, so a little bit difficult to. Okay. Anyway, so basically the entrance will be through here. Here, this is an actual show. To the left, the most left hand side, it will be the main entrance of our SPS. Connecting it. That's actually easier. Yeah. All right. That's cursor. That's easier. And then. It actually is connecting, if it's talking about the hill side, it will be connecting to the hill street, Sando. I think everybody knows it. And then using the Sando, and in all the way, and the members know that Sando, we have a MTR station, the university station, so it's very close. So I walk, I'm actually walking quite fast. I think on average, for anyone that, you know, from the MTR station all the way to the main entrance, it would be like about like 5 to 10 minutes walk, depending on whether you are, you know, exercising quite often. The main entrance will be here, so near the Hill Street. We will have two things. One is a little facility for, you know, selling the sandwich and the basic things, the bazaar. And then we have a crane-like signature architecture that shows this is the start of the western side of the harbourfront. So that's one of the ideas that was championed by some of the members of public, that they want a door showing this is the start point of the western side of the harbourfront, so that we have the crane look kind of building marking the entrance of that, and we'll have the little facilities with, you know, the selling the sandwiches and beverages and things like that along that. And along this corridor, we have this the length is 490 meters long. We'll have, of course, the assuming this is a jogging area where, you know, the members of the public could do jogging, whatever. And then along this harbourfront area, we will have the fitness equipment for the elderly. Basically, it's one set is here, one set is here, and the other set is here. So it's the usual the biking, cycling thing that the elderly really enjoy. Also, we have two sets of toilets, public toilets. The one marked with star along these two areas, and all the basic, you know, things, you know, the basin, washing basin, things like that. So basically, the long corridor is really for leisuring, walking, and some kind of exercise. You can do organizing activities here and jogging. And for these four piers, this one is dedicated for the kids. It will be the children's playground. And this one is an open area, boardwalk, basically. And this one will be, we have some lawn here, and this part is also some bulk facilities, and this one is the fishing facility. So if members are interested, we can take a look at it. For P1, as I mentioned, it will be a children's playground. We have, it's under LCSD, you know, management. So basically, these are the facilities that, of course, comply with the safety standards. But we have adopted a design of a ship. So it's matching because it's harbourfront. So it's the ship design. And it's also one of the areas that the members of public, during the consultation, they would like to advocate, you know, the history and the harbourfront function of this park. So that's why we chose this design of a boat. Although it's a boat-like, we have introduce some creative element, increasing this is a blackboard with, you know, chalks and everything. So when we have, when we will later on organizing a lot of parent-child activities, we can all use these areas to table. Basically, you can put different kinds of game board there, and it's replaceable. So all this can be open to all the NGOs. They can actually use it as an outdoor playground, classroom, whatever they like. So it's a bit combining conventional things and then also the new designs. So this is the children's car park. And this is the open area. One of the very important messages that we got from our public consultation is instead of packing every park with facilities, rather the members of the public would like some of the area to be really open. Just give us the open space and the organization will come and then they will organize the activity. And that's the main reason why we want to keep it as an open area. This is the PS3. Members may know that we actually keep one of the original crane at exactly the same location. But for safety reason, we have to fence it a little bit because that's really the original crane. And it has some really history. So that's why we have to really protect the kids not to really climb it up and then, you know, fall, of course, into the sea. And that's why we have to do a little bit the fencing here. But it's not a really, you know, a very tall concrete kind of thing. So it's actually striking a balance between that. And we have the elderly fitness facility as well, the bikes as well here. And, of course, the shelter. All these shelters showing along these four piers will block both rain, you know, and sunshine. And of course, we have some, you know, the chairs and things for kids to play. So lastly, this is the fishing area. We try to reduce the area, so make sure that is have a better visibility to the sea. And all these benches will be facilities for the, you know, the people to for fishes, to they can put some things here. And then this pier number 4 is very close to the toilet, so they can use the toilets for the washing and those facilities that they need. That's basically the color tone. This is the fence. And also this will be roughly the color tone of the area where we do the jogging and things. I think that's about it. I would like to end this remarks by saying that there's a few things that I want to highlight is that this is just some of the positive steps and some of the steps towards the task force overall objective of really revitalizing this harbourfront area. These are the interim measures. As compared with the last two items that members have discussed, we are really small steps. But I have to emphasize these are not really small to my department, because we have discussed it second half of last year. Over 5 to 6 months, we come back to the commission with concrete steps of how we set back and how we connect and take on board all these different works projects by HAD. And I think this is, to be honest, quite exceptional for a district office to take on board this works project. And I really want to emphasize a very strong commitment from my district council. The costing that we talk about for the Eastern Street North, it will be at least several million to about like 10 million. For the format role, it will be about $8 million. So these are not, really very simple projects. And I still have a lot of, you know, teething problems to work with my departments, but we want to assure the task force that these are very clear signs from the departments that we are sharing the common goal with the commission, that we want to release the harbourfront to the community as soon as possible. And if with member support and my district council support, this will all be realized within 2018, and that's our target. And in the meantime, I need to emphasize that while for the Eastern Street North area, when we set back next year, the reduced car park area will still be there, but we will in parallel continue our efforts in identifying alternative sites for this, the goods vehicles and the LPG. We continue with the efforts, and we are ready to report to the Commission any progress that we make along the way. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Suzanne. Very upbeat. Thank you. Very encouraging, too. I mean, you were very complimentary about the task force and the Commission. I think we should be complimentary, too, about your efforts, but also please convey our appreciation to the District Council, will you? They're by far the most progressive when it comes to waterfront enhancement, and we clearly share their aspirations and want to help them achieve those aspirations. 1350 metres of connectivity. I mean, it really is very, very encouraging. Obviously, you are here to brief members on the four projects. But do I sense that everything comes at a price? And I'm referring to the Eastern Street North car park. You don't specifically, I think, in the paper, ask whether we're prepared to agree that it should continue beyond this year. Obviously, we appreciate you being able to set vehicle park back, but are you specifically asking us at this meeting to agree to an extension for another year into 2018, or are you going to come back in end of this year and make that request then?
Yeah, Chairman, I think for the works to commence, the setback and all those things, we need really discussions with the operator. And very natural questions that they already assume is that when we set back, inevitably will cause some inconvenience to the car park operator, to be referred, and the tray as well. So they naturally will expect that they will continue the operation next year. And although the EMSG and TD really commend their efforts over the past 6 months, they have make some progress in identifying the sites, alternative sites, but it needs time, and we cannot relocate all the vehicles over 5 months. And that's to be very frank, that's something that we need to continue working on. So, yes, Chairman, you're right, that we would need the Commission, and it's no objection for us to continue the car parking use at least until end of 2018, because otherwise it would be very difficult for me to talk to the operator allowing us to set back, because they would literally ask whether we will still be there next year.
And in return, you will set back?
Exactly, we will set back. And we have actually, because we are very committed to setting back, that's why when we tender 1st of January this year, Lands Department already built in such a clause in the lease that the government, if we exercise our discretion, we can request the operator set back a maximum of 7.5 meters from the seawall. So that's already in the lease. So that's why we're committed to doing it. But if we do it and then we do the works and all those things, then naturally the operator will expect that they will continue the car parking use next year. And it is rather difficult for us, at least at this moment, to say that we will be able to relocate all the cars next year. So we really have some very practical difficulty here.
Just a question for Lands Department. Is it a question of retender at the end of this year, or can you? Would it be a question of renegotiating with the existing?
We do tenants? Not need to retender.
You don't need.
We don't need to. The common practice for Lands Department is if we both sides, either side or the party, want to terminate the lease with 6 months prior notice, written notice, we can terminate. Otherwise, it will naturally continue with.
Just roll over.
Just roll over. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And
so far, we haven't heard any complaints from the operations. So unless there is anything happening that draws to the government's attention, otherwise there's no need for us, and it's we are not obliged actually to do any retender exercise.
Okay. Members' questions generally about the four schemes. I mean, obviously very positive, and we need. I think I do need a reaction from you to this request that we extend the vehicle parking use, albeit on a reduced area, for another year into 2018. I think we need to formally agree that, Members, comments, please. Yep.
Thank you, Chairman. Personally, I am agreeable to the continued use up to the end of 2018, but not too much longer. my main worry is that if I set a setback, it will make the car park permanent. That's the last thing I like to see. My other concern is about safety. We are putting people right next to the dangerous goods vehicles. Although there's a protection wall in between, I'd like to make sure that the user of the promenade right next to the car park could be fully aware of what's going on within the car park. There should be the transparent panels. If there's something being set on fire, they could notice and run away rather than don't know exactly what happened right next to them. This is my comment. Thanks.
Okay. See-through fence. Okay. Please.
Thank you, Chairman. I think we should appreciate the effort made by the proponent, in a very proactive approach, helping us to connect the waterfront promenade in the central district. I share the same concern of a member that while we appreciate the effort and surely support, giving us an early connection of the 5 meter to 7.5 meter waterfront promenade in return to allow them more time to look for alternative parking. But I think the commission shall give a very clear message that, the end of 18 is a deadline, and we don't want it to drag on because the waterfront area used as a car park is not fall within our harbourfront planning principle, and we for sure we want to rectify it as early as possible. So I will support this proposal, but with the limited time frame.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Any other comments? Suzanne, I think you can take it. You have your extension, but the message is very clear. No longer beyond end of 2018.
Just first of all, really on behalf of my office and all the departments, and also the Central Western District Council, if I may, then I really want to thank the Commission. I think we share the same vision. I think, as equally impatient and as anxious as members to try our very best really to relocate, but I have my transport department colleague here, and they know better than me how difficult it is for identifying a site from the Central and Western District. But we work very hard. We have been identifying alternative sites, and we will do it. And as I mentioned, I'm happy to report progress back to the Commission. Just one point about Raymond's point about the see-through wall. We'll take that into account. But members, rest assured that we will. The EMSC will ensure that all the safety standards will be complied with. And also one last point I want to emphasize is all the facilities that we are providing, no matter we're talking about Format Road or the Eastern Street North car park, are very basic essential facilities, which I'm sure, if members agree, they could be reused for your longer term. So it's absolutely no question of wasting proper resources, because these are really the basic facilities for the members of the public to be able to access and use the help of an area. So no doubt this shouldn't be a concern from any other colleagues. So I can assure you that both I have, apart from have to be accountable to the Commission, I also have to be accountable to the District Council as well. I think they share the same issue, is try our very best to really relocate the car park as soon as possible. So for that, I can assure members that we will continue working very hard on it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. All right, members, I think draw close. Suzanne, keep up the good work, please. We need champions like you. Thank you very much. Thank you.